Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Thomas. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, George Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Regan. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Phil Regan. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas scores. McAuliffe moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is hit by the pitch. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields the ball and throws to McNally covering. Safe. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reagan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horton tags and scores. Colavito tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Adair reaches second base with a double. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Adair scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Tigers, 3, Orioles, 3. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gentile hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsino hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Regan strikes out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Triandos and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bowens takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gentile hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Bowens moves to third. It's 5-3, Orioles. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Orsino hits a fly ball towards right field. Colavito makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Colavito. Bowens tags and scores. Gentile tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-3, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gentile scores. It's 7-3, Orioles. Fred Gladding now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirt strikes out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Adair reaches second base with a double. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 2 in the game. McNally bunts towards the mound. Gladding fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Phillips pinch hits for George Smith. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Orioles. Pernell Goldie pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Pernell Goldie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thomas strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McAuliffe moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing third base. Frank Larry now pitching. Don Wirt now playing second base. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Orsino takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to second. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to third. Orsino moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-3 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gentile tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Orsino for a passed ball. Wirt moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Willie Smith pinch runs for Gus Triandos. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirt scores. Smith moves to second. It's 8-5, Orioles. Dick Hall now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline pinch hits for Frank Larry. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Freehan moves to second. It's 8-6, Orioles. Whitey Herzog pinch runs for Al Kaline. Norm Cash pinch hits for George Thomas. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Cash now playing first base. Mickey Lolick now pitching. Whitey Herzog now playing center field. Bill Freehan now catching. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Wirt applying the tag. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bowens hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.